243 Slide, American State Trials, 1918, Volume X, Leo Frank Document. Here's the translated text as follows. Leo M. Frank, Testimony of a Witness. They made her get out of bed. They had my husband there to bulldoze me, claiming that I had told him that. I had never told him anything of the kind. I told them right there in Mr. Dorsey's office that it was a lie. They carried me down to the station house in the patrol wagon. They came to me for another statement about 11:30 or 12 o'clock that night and made me sign something before they turned me loose. But it wasn't true. I signed it to get out of jail because they said they would not let me out. It was all written out for me before they made me sign it. Cross-examination. I signed that statement, see post, P244, but I didn't tell you some of the things you got in there. I didn't say he left home about 3 o'clock. I said somewhere about 2. I did not say he was not there at 1 o'clock. Mr. Graves and Mr. Pickett of Beck and Gregg Hardware Company came down to see me. A detective took me to your Mr. Dorsey's office. My husband was there and told me that I had told him certain things. I denied it, wept and cried and stuck to it. That man there, Mr. Campbell, and a whole lot of men wanted me to tell lies. My husband tried too. They made me sign that statement, but it was a lie. If Mr. Frank didn't eat any dinner that day, I ain't sitting in this chair. Mrs. Selig never gave me any money. The statement that I signed is not the truth. They told me if I didn't sign it, they were going to keep me locked up. Testimony of Emil Selig. I am Mr. Frank's father-in-law and live with him. The sideboard in the dining room is in the same position now as it has always been. Mr. Frank, on April 26th, left the house before I breakfasted. I got back home to dinner about 1:15. Mr. Frank came in about 1:20. There was nothing unusual about him, no scratches or bruises about him. I noticed nothing unusual about him at supper. After supper, Mr. Frank sat in the hall and read. A party of our friends came to the house and played cards after supper. Frank and his wife did not play. He came in one time while we were playing and said he read a story about a baseball umpire's decision, and he was laughing. Cross-examination of Emil Selig. I have never seen the servants move that sideboard. Testimony of Mrs. Emil Selig. I am Mrs. Frank's mother. Mrs. Frank and I have been living with us for 2 years. The sideboard is in the same position it always has been, except when we sweep under it. We had lunch on April 26th, after 1 o'clock, about 1:10. Mr. Frank came about 1:20 while we were eating. He sat down with us and ate. Mrs. Frank and I left before he did, about 1:30. He was still eating at the table. After the opera, while we were on the streetcar, I saw Mr. Frank at 6:10. Mr. Frank was home when we got there. I saw nothing unusual about him. No scratches, bruises, wounds, or marks. We got home about 6:30, sat down to supper about 6:45. Mr. Frank ate with us. We played cards that night in the dining room with a party of friends. He went to bed between 10 and 10:30. I saw Mr. Frank the next day about 11. I saw no blood spots or marks.